AI News by Conjero.
Hospital revenue cycle management has always been a tough automation target, but now it's becoming a real test bed for agentic AI.
Right, and the big shift is from simple workflow support to systems that can actually take part in operational decisions in near real time.
One large hospital network is monitoring AI agents in revenue cycle work using Amazon Bedrock AgentTor.
And that matters because revenue cycle isn't one task. It's a chain of eligibility checks, authorizations, documentation review, coding support, claim follow-up, and exception handling.
So once you add multiple agents into that chain, the question changes. It's no longer just, can software automate this?
It becomes, can the organization coordinate all those handoffs and exceptions safely while keeping a clear decision trail?
That's where the orchestration layer matters. Different agents can handle different pieces, like missing documentation, denied claims, or workflow monitoring.
But the data is messy by default. It comes from EHRs, billing systems, payer responses, and patient accounts, often in different formats and at different times.
So the product isn't just the model. It's how the model connects to enterprise systems without becoming opaque.
Exactly. Hospitals need telemetry on agent actions, auditable trails, and guardrails for when an agent should defer instead of act.
And that observability is critical. If a denial gets flagged, teams need to know whether it was a missing field, a documentation issue, or a payer rule downstream.
Otherwise, you may get speed in one part of the process, but risk in another. In healthcare operations, that's a bad trade.
The rollout strategy matters just as much as the demo. Hospitals need uptime, privacy, integration with existing systems, and governance that lasts beyond a pilot.
They also need bounded autonomy. The most useful setup is often not the most autonomous one, but the one that can be observed, constrained, and rolled back.
And the real payoff could be faster follow-up and fewer manual bottlenecks. But only if the system doesn't amplify weak data at machine speed.
That's the trade-off, speed versus fragility. The real metrics are denial rates, rework volume, cycle time, override frequency, and how much of each action is traceable.
So this is bigger than one deployment. It suggests hospitals will judge AI platforms on orchestration, governance, and integration, not just model quality.
And for large health systems, the goal is clear. Improve cash flow without increasing denials, compliance exposure, or operational confusion.
AI News by Conjero.